The Ukrainian military released this footage Sunday of its paratroopers returning from training. It is another escalation in an already tense Ukraine.
It's so important when taking military steps to send that ultimate signal, which is ground troops.
James Jeffrey is a former U.S. ambassador to Turkey and a visiting fellow at the Washington Institute. He says it's time for the United States to send ground troops to the Polish-Ukrainian border to conduct military exercises.
Ground troops to symbolize our willingness to defend our now very nervous NATO allies in Eastern Europe.
NATO allies like Poland. Ryszard Schnepf is Poland's ambassador to the United States. He says pro-Russian aggression in Crimea threatens the entire region.
We consider the current situation as a direct threat to our sovereignty, and we can predict that after the situation from the Kremlin point of view is cleared, Moldova will be the next target and possibly other countries.
Other countries like Georgia. In 2008, the former Soviet Republic was caught in a standoff with Russian forces over the disputed regions of Abkhazia and South Ossetia. Georgia claims them both. Russia considers them independent states. Russian troops are still there.
Those events, I think, they gave lessons to the major stakeholders in this case, in Ukraine's case.
Archil Gereshidze is Georgia's ambassador to the United States. He says a lack of American action in 2008 set a precedent for the conflict in Ukraine.
What Russia learned from the Georgia's case is that Russia can get away with its 19th century methods because Russia was not forced to pay political price for that.
Gegashitsa says that despite an ongoing occupation, the government in Ukraine should tread lightly.
The Ukraine government needs now is to really show a restraint, not to provoke Russia on heavier retaliation.
The Ukrainian army is a fighting force of roughly 130,000 troops, no match for Russian forces. And with citizen demonstrations still dividing the country, Ukraine and its neighbors may have reason to worry. In Washington, Arash Arabasadi for VOA News.